You don't have to walk or drive very far in Washtenaw County to find someone who is hungry. The issues of food insecurity and hunger are pervasive. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Washtenaw United. This is our regular Monday feature, created in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. Together, we highlight the issues in our community through the voices of those affected and those working to create solutions. In discussing hunger and food insecurity today, you're going to hear from two voices dedicated to addressing these serious community issues. Pam Smith is the president and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, and thank you for coming in today.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having us.
And Eileen Spring is president and CEO of Food Gatherers, and it's good to have you here today as well.
Thank you.
Eileen, Washtenaw County is often viewed as rather privileged, but much of that reputation comes from the perception of Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan. But there are areas of Washtenaw County that are actually considered food deserts, aren't there?
Yes. The issue of food insecurity, though, is really every community in Washtenaw County. Folks who don't have enough food to meet their daily needs. And so even though it is an affluent community, 1 in 7 of our neighbors experience food insecurity. And part of that is due to just really the challenges and the high cost of living here.
1 in 7 residents. That comes to more than 50,000 people that are in need of food. And 65% of those are families with children, according to your organization's statistics. Can that really be right?
Well, those are the folks that we are serving. So Food Gatherers represents the charitable network, really, of hunger relief partners. We partner with about 170 different nonprofits throughout the county who are doing either meal service or grocery distributions. And those are the numbers of people that we are serving who are coming because they need emergency food or food assistance throughout the month just to make ends meet.
Pam Smith, an analysis put forth by Washtenaw Coordinated Funders shows the issue is far more likely to touch people on the eastern side of the county. What do you identify as the reasons for that?
Unfortunately, in Washtenaw County, you can look at US 23 as kind of a dividing line,
right.
Socioeconomic divider, and people in 48197 and 48198 tend to live in a higher rate of poverty. There are more single heads of households in those areas, and as coordinated funders, we really took a look at how can we impact the areas of the highest need. And so that's what we did, and that's where we concentrate a lot of our efforts.
Now, Eileen, as I understand it, Food Gatherers is providing almost 15,000 meals a day. Does that sound about right?
Yes, the equivalent of that, yes.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking food insecurity with Food Gatherers President and CEO Eileen Spring and with Pam Smith, the President and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County. Pam, a lot of folks may have or will receive a bag in the mail because the United Way is part of National Stamp Out Hunger Effort. How does that work?
We're proud to be a partner with Food Gatherers, and when those bags began to show up on the mailboxes, there was a marked increase in the food drive. So we're proud to be a partner with Food Gatherers in that, but Food Gatherers is the one that really kind of takes hold and runs that program.
So tell me about it, Eileen. Exactly what can we expect, and how has it manifested itself in terms of doing good in the community over the years?
The Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is a national event. It's been going on for more than 25 years now, and it's really the love child, if you will, of the National Association of Letter Carriers, and who do all the heavy lifting. So it's really, from a person in living in Washtenaw County, it's probably the easiest food drive for you to ever participate in. Many folks will receive an orange bag in the mail,
right,
that Pam was alluded to. And so you can fill it up with non-perishable food and hopefully not glass containers. And you could just put it out in your mailbox. And it's the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend. And the other interesting thing on the bag is that we have used the opportunity to just do outreach. So we actually list on the bag sort of, you know, if you need food, call 211. If you have food, donate on Saturday. And all of that food is kept inside Washtenaw County and delivered to agencies that are serving folks in need.
And I'm glad you started to go in that direction, Eileen. You deal with food insecurity and hunger on a daily basis. Does it sometimes become difficult to engage every day knowing that there is so much suffering and worry just right around every corner of our county?
Actually, it's not difficult because it's so solvable in a way. And so even though we have a lot of work to do, there is no reason why hunger should persist in Washtenaw County. And what Food Gatherers does and what United Way does, in a way, is really connect those who have enough with those who do not have enough. And certainly when we look at food, I deeply believe that we have the resources in this community to not only alleviate hunger, but solve hunger.
It's an interesting business philosophy that if you are to truly become fully successful, you will have eliminated the need for your own organization.
And yes, exactly. We would put ourselves out of business as the highest testament to our success.
Now, again, Eileen, you're president and CEO of Food Gatherers, so there's a lot of administrative work to be done, but how often do you get to go and interact with the people that Food Gatherers is serving and offering a hand up to?
I think it's good for my soul to go as often as possible and,
right.
and be part of that. I think most recently, you know, with the government shutdown that occurred in December and January and much of February, we did have to step up and do a lot more food distributions, and we added different programs during that time. And I was able to participate in those, and those were really interesting. We reached a lot of people that we hadn't reached before. You know, one of the things that's important for people to realize is that SNAP, also known as food stamps, is really huge and a very vital part of what keeps our community well fed. For every meal that a food bank like Food Gatherers distributes nationally, SNAP accounts for 12 meals. We were really able, with support from the county and with many of our, you know, nonprofit partners, to step up and fill that SNAP gap in January and February.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation continues with Pam Smith of the local United Way chapter and with Eileen Spring of Food Gatherers on Washtenaw United. And Eileen, through these personal interactions that you have, is there one experience that stands out, something that may have touched you in a way that now you carry with you in all of the work that you do?
We have a great story we like to tell in the summer food program that we sponsor at Food Gatherers, that this one young boy fell in love with green beans, and, you know, he just had never really tried them before. And now, as you know, his parents were sharing how that's what they get, and it's, you know,
I have that same love affair.
It's an easy win-win, and people don't think about it, but that's one of the, I think, one of the values and joys in the work that we do.
Pam, United Way is a great supporter and partner for Food Gatherers, contributing over $1 million over the past decade. That's the function of it. So on a more personal level, what is the emotion of it for you?
I was talking to a mom at a local neighborhood, and she said to me, if it doesn't exist within two or three blocks of my home, it might as well not exist at all. And that's why it's so important that food pantries and food availability is present in every neighborhood. Because if a mom doesn't have a car and she has two young children and she has to walk and then carry the groceries home, it needs to be available and it needs to be secure for them.
You know, there are some who wrongly think that this is a handout instead of a hand up. Eileen, it seems a natural progression that someone that may have been in need and utilized the resources of Food Gatherers at one point would go on to one day become a volunteer or an employee and give back in that very specific way. Is that part of the story of Food Gatherers?
Oh, sure. And many of the folks that volunteer right now are also folks that may be benefiting from a program offered by Food Gatherers or United Way. In my experience, sometimes people with the least amount give the most. And so many of our programs are run by folks who are themselves receiving services in some form or another.
There was a volunteer that had come in and had been helped by Food Gatherers and had learned about the Fresh Produce Program and was interested in how across from United Way we have a community garden, and they wanted to grow those vegetables so they could donate them back. So we were able to help connect them in that way. But they do give back.
And Eileen, with all of that in mind, what can the community do to further support Food Gatherers' mission and its efforts?
It's really helpful for us to have people be aware, to educate themselves that there are 1 in 7 in our community that face food insecurity, to advocate for both local policies and federal policies that help support healthy food access. And there's a number of ways to do that, and also to volunteer their time and spirit and contributions, whether through directly to Food Gatherers or through United Way. There's lots of different ways to get involved in fighting hunger where we live.
Well, I'd like to thank both of you for the time and the stories on today's edition of Washtenaw United. I am very grateful for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
That is Pam Smith, the President and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, and Eileen Spring, President and CEO of Food Gatherers. Washtenaw United is presented in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and heard each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.